Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. Here's the Mishnah Yomi for Shabbat Ki Teitse. Yesterday we started the fourth perek of Ma'aser Sheni. We were talking about the halachot of redeeming Ma'aser Sheni produce onto coins. We talked about assessing the value with three people with something that the value wasn't really easily determined. And Mishnah Gimel continues, Balabayit Omer Basela. The Balabait, the owner of the field, the one who this was his Ma'aser Sheni produce, he's willing to buy it for a sela. V'acher omer b'sela. And someone else says, I will also redeem it for a sela, meaning he's also willing to take a sela coin and transfer the kedusha of this Ma'aser Sheni produce onto that coin and take it to Yerushalayim. Balabait kodem. The owner comes first, mipneshu mosif chomish. Because when he redeems his Ma'aser Sheni, he has to add on 1/5. As we've spoken about many times, this 1/5 is 1/5 of the total. So really he's adding 25% onto the value that exists right now. So when somebody who actually owns Kodshim, or in this case Ma'aser Sheni, redeems it, he has to add this Chumash. The Mishnah brings a similar case, Bolabayit Omer Besela. The owner's willing to pay a sela, the acher omer besela v'isar. The other one says, I'll pay a sela plus an isar. Now, isar is not very much. It's like a penny. Et shel sela v'isar kodim. So the other guy, who's willing to pay a little bit more than the sela, he comes first. He gets to redeem the Ma'aser Sheni. V'pnei shehu mosif ola keren. Because he's adding to the principal amount. The Kehati says that this is perhaps because we're going to see in the next Mishnah there is a workaround for the Chumash. But here the Mishnah continues, HaPodim Ma'aser Sheni Shalo, Mosi Falov Chamishit. So he adds 1/5 of the total when he redeems his own. Ben Shehu Shalo, whether he really grew the crops, O Ben Shenitan Lo B'matana, or someone gave him Ma'aser Sheni as a gift. Good Mishnah Dalid, as we mentioned, Ma'arimin Al Ma'aser Sheni. You can use a trick or a guile or a workaround with your Ma'aser Sheni. Ketzot, Omer Adam Livno, Levita Gedolim. A man could say to his son or to his daughter that are grown up, their bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, or Lo'ovdo L'shachato Ivrim, or if he has a Hebrew servant, a Jewish servant in the house, Heloch Masut Elu, take these money, and redeem this Ma'aser Sheni, and it's his Ma'aser Sheni, and he's giving them a coin to redeem it onto the coin. They wouldn't have to add a chumash. Aval lo yomar ken livno levito haketonim, but he can't use this when his children are not yet bar bat mitzvah. Avdol shachato kananim, or if he has an eved kanani shevta kananit neisha yodon ki yodo, because their hand is like his hand. This means in a halachic sense, obviously they have physical hands on both sides, God willing, two of them, and they work, God willing. But in a halachic sense, their hands belong to the father, because what a child finds, what he picks up, belongs to the father in return for the father's support of the child. We've actually spoken out recently in the Daf Yomi about a husband-wife relationship. It's reciprocal obligations one to another, and same with the Eved Kenani, they're not considered to have the ability to have an independent acquisition. If they find something, it's supposed to go to the master, and again, he's paying for things, he's feeding them as well, so they don't have an independent halachic hand, as it is, versus an adult child, or an Eved Ivri, does, and you would be able to use them to do the workaround for the 1/5, the chamishit on the Ma'aser Sheni. Shkoyach Rabotai, good Shabbos, or Shavua Tov.